1987 was the year. Patrick Swayze, Wendy Frazier. She's like the wind on the zoo. So it's been a while, but I have a guest with me this morning. Good morning, Dr. Gainey.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing fine.
It has been a while.
It has. It's been since March, at least.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe my last visit may have been February.
I think it might have been February, yeah. So, Dr. Gainey, if you forgot because it's been so long, or if you're just now tuning in, he is the superintendent for Randolph County Schools. And, man, there's been a lot, right?
It's been busy.
I'm sure. So we'll go ahead and dive right in. Teachers are already back.
Yes.
As of Monday, right?
Yes, they came back Monday.
So they're back. They're working on getting everything set up. Tell us about the new schedule for Randolph County Schools.
Well, the governor put us in Plan B, and obviously school systems had a choice to go to more. They could go to C on their own if they wished. Our school board chose a schedule on Plan B, and what we are on is we presented seven options for them on the 20th of July, and they chose the one that we're going to implement starting Monday. Mm-hmm. It's an A-day, B-day schedule, so every student is on either A group or B group in their school. The students in A group come Monday and Tuesday. The students in B group come Thursday and Friday. Everybody will be on remote learning on Wednesday, so nobody will be on campus. Also, a child did have an opportunity to select to be 100% remote instruction. So some students, even though they were assigned to A-day or B-day group, they will not come. They have decided to do 100% remote instruction, and we wanted to leave that choice in the hands of the students and the parents. Mm-hmm. And if we get going and they feel comfortable and want to come back, they can come on back. Or if we get going and some of the ones who are here or are on campus feel uncomfortable and want to move to remote instruction, then we will let them do that. So everybody will have some remote instruction every week, 3 days worth, but there are some students who will engage in the 5 day a week.
And that also means, if there's any kids listening out there, that does not mean those days are no school days.
That is correct. We'll be having school every day.
Yes.
And I want to point out, we surveyed the families, and during about a week and a half period of time, I was really proud of our school system staff members at schools. We're expecting 15,612 kids, and about 13,129 students were actually contacted. We were able to get one-to-one contact, and 73.1% of the students said they wanted to take advantage of the face-to-face instruction, and about 26.9% said they would do full 100% remote. So that's some very important data in all this. And now that could have changed in the last week or so. It could have gone up as far as who wants face-to-face, or it could have gone down who wants face-to-face. But everybody's in a group A or group B, so it's going to be a very fluid process. And I want to say this to anybody listening. I've been very, very upfront about this. It's not going to be perfect. Yeah. None of this is perfect. What was perfect was the school we knew on March 13. We are trying to figure out how to get school back in session and get contact with students again. But this is not going to be perfect, but we're going to surely try our best to take care of students and take care of families and take care of staff to the best, greatest extent we possibly can.
It's a learning process for everyone. So for those going back to school, you guys are doing some things to try to keep everyone safe and healthy. You're not just throwing them back in. So tell us about that.
Well, every staff member will be screened every morning as they come into their work site, whether it be a school campus or a work site at Central Services. Mm-hmm. Also, every student will be, and there's a set of symptom questions, and if they answer yes to any one of those symptom questions, like do they have chills, do they have a new cough, have they had a loss of taste or smell? If they answer yes to any of those questions, they will immediately be sent home. Also, if they have a temperature of 100.4 degrees or higher, they'll be immediately sent home, whether it be a staff member or a student. Mm-hmm. And so, again, with the assessments, there's a temperature check and a set of questions they'll have to answer. So what I've asked parents if they would help us with, and I know they will because they're great partners of our school system, is if your child's not feeling well, please don't send them to school, because we want to make sure we're protecting that school environment as much as we possibly can.
And that's just like before. I mean, before all this started, you know, if you had a sick kid, you didn't want to send them to school and then spread it, you know, whatever around the whole school, you know, whatever it may be. So that still applies now. So let's talk about visitors. There's no visitors to the school.
Well, this piece really this really bothers me. This one bothers me. And what people don't know is I'd met with the principals on March 13 early that morning. When this whole situation was beginning to gain a lot of momentum, I didn't know what was going to happen. I surely didn't know the next day we were going to be closed. Mm-hmm. But on March 13 was a Friday. We put in place several actions that we were going to keep in place, many of which to the end of April, hoping that we could stay in school. And one of the things was, you know, we're talking about no assemblies, no field trips. And one of the big things was no visitors on campus. No, we're not going to let parents come in and eat lunch. And I have visitors, public speak or guest speakers. That was to protect the school environment. Well, that didn't play out on March 13. March 13, I didn't feel good at all when I went to sleep that night because we were just saying to people we've always wanted on our campus and we've always got a, you know, we've always had great support from our parents and members of the public. We were getting ready to say stay away. Mm-hmm. And so I don't feel any better now than I did March 13 about that. We're asking parents and we're asking members of the public to to stay away from the school environment. We're going to meet students and parents at the front door of the school, escort them to class. Mm-hmm. But again, I don't feel any better about it than I did March 13 on that end, because I've always, as a principal and as a superintendent, always loved to see the parents interacting with our schools. But that's what we've got to do right now to protect our staff and protect our students against, we're trying to protect the school environment from possible exposure to cross-contamination.
Of course. And face coverings are involved with that as well.
Yes, cloth face coverings are something that had to be worn by everyone, and that's any time they're on our campus. And you know, we're if you look out in the public and you look in, you go in restaurants, you go in different businesses around the community, you see the same thing. So we need everybody's help. And I know I'm not kidding myself in knowing that a lot of this doesn't make our staff comfortable. It doesn't make our students comfortable, our parents. I'm not kidding myself on that. But I am going to say this, that the biggest thing we've got to do right now is try to have school and protect everybody, maintain everybody's safety. So I know there's some people that won't like some of the things we have in place. All I ask is if we can all work together as a team, maybe we can get to a different place a month or 2 months or 3 months out. Because here we are 5 months later, and we're right back. We're basically where we were March 13. Yeah. So we've got to do something to start moving forward.
And everyone's
got
to do that together. Come together. So
we're going to try to have school and try to push, if we can, forward. And you know, as I said to Fox 8 the other day, we're going to try to make a run at this Plan B schedule we have and see how it goes. And we're going to work with everybody as hard as we can.
Well, I really hope that everything works out well, you know, and everybody kind of works together, parents and students and the community, to keep that going and keep the kids in school. So anything else you want to cover? We have about a minute left.
Well, I just, a couple of things. If you look on our webpage, there are a lot of resources. There's a document I sent to all staff members the other day with, it's entitled, I think, Important Actions. It'll tell some of these standards, like no assemblies, no field trips, stuff of that nature. There's a question and answer document out there as well. Those question and answers came from, a lot of them came from our principals over time. I've been collecting them, answering them. And so the biggest thing is, I know this is not ideal. You know, nobody, I mean, everybody, include myself, nobody wants it any more than I do to get us back to where we were on March 13. Yeah. But we're in the situation we're in, and we need to take care of students the best we can, and we're going to, and take care of, and I'll say students, but I don't want to lose our staff members. I want us to take care of them as well.
All right. Well, we will be back next month to talk about everything going on, and it's nice having you, Dr. Ganey.
Thank you.
Have a good one.